Discover beauty and freedom on the French side of Geneva. Discover the Pays de Gex.
And on the line now, I've got Jan Bukowski from the Pays de Gex Tourist Office. Jan, good morning to you. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing very well, and yourself?
I'm doing fine, doing absolutely fine. Now, of course, enjoying largely the warmer weather, although I know it's a little bit overcast at the moment. But, you know, the warmer weather is coming and summer is here by some definitions. And there are many things to do. The skiing is now over, of course, but there are plenty of things to be doing in the Pays de Gex over the summer. And one of the things which I know you're all very excited about up there is zip lining. Jan, tell me more about the zip lining.
So the zip line is back. So we opened this past weekend. As a reminder, it is the steepest zip line in all of France. It's the second steepest zip line in all of Europe. It's about 1 kilometer long. When you're up there on the platform, there's 30 meters of a void in front of you, and you zip down at, you know, about 70 kilometers an hour. It takes about 1 minute and a half to get down there, but it is an absolutely amazing experience. I mean, the views that you have, I mean, you can see the whole valley of the Val Serine. You can even see Switzerland, La Dole. So, I mean, it's just it's amazing. It's just a lot of fun.
Have you done it?
I did it. I've done it. No. I've done it like 5 or 6 times.
All right.
In all honesty, when it first opened, I was too afraid to do it.
Right.
And then my daughter wanted to do it, so you know, I didn't want to. I didn't want to be a scaredy cat dad. So I did it with my daughter, and it was amazing. And right. I've done it numerous times since then.
Okay. All right. So that's now open. That, of course, will be open and stay open throughout the summer now, I'm assuming.
So it's open every weekend and on holidays from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. And then starting on July 2nd, it will be open every day through the end of August.
End of August. Okay. So, right. So it's every weekend at the moment and also on a holiday day. But as you say, from July 2nd to the end of August, then open every day. And I'm sure it's going to be extraordinarily popular. Also, staying on the subject of, let's say, a little bit of white knuckle riding, the Luge up in the Pays de Gex on the Col de la Fossile, which I've done that, I have to say.
Well, the Luge, you know, first of all, the Luge is fun, you know, for all the, you have the advantages that you're in control. You can go right. as fast as you possibly can, or if you want to take it a little bit slower, you know, you've got a braking system. It's, and again, you know, you have, it's about 1 kilometer long, and you know, there are all these twists and turns and it's really great. You know, it's open for kids 5 years and, 5 years and up. Yeah, it's definitely a wonderful, wonderful family experience. Just to come back to the zip line, you must be at least 12 years of age,
right.
must weigh at least 30 kilos and no more than 100 kilos. Reservations. Sorry.
I joked earlier on that I thought I was going to be too heavy for it. And I think I'm going to be too heavy for it.
No. We'll make sure that you get on a little health kick before then, and then you and I can do it together. But reservations are obligatory. This way, you know, you don't get there and you're not disappointed. So
right.
for the zip line, for the Luge, there's no problem. But for the zip line, reservations are obligatory.
And I assume we can do all that through your website, can we?
Exactly. paysdegex-montjura.com.
Okay, paysdegex-montjura.com. Check out that website. We'll be putting all this information up online shortly on our website as well, coming up. Anyway, so the zip lining, yes, you need to reserve for that. The Luge is open as well. Everything will be open every day from July the 2nd. At the moment, it's open at weekends. Now, let's take a look at the Forcluse. Now, the fault is that's a dramatic fault. Etched into the side of the mountain, but they've got lots of interesting exhibitions going on.
Exactly. I mean, you know, the fort itself, as you said, you know, I mean, it's got, you know, it's a 13th century fort. There are hundreds of years of history, you know, of this impressive piece of real estate right on the Rhone River. But in addition to everything that you normally see in the visits, there are a bunch of exhibits. Some of them are permanent exhibits and others are rotating exhibits. So we've got, for example, the Rhinolophe. Okay, so what's a Rhinolophe? Rhinolophe are small bats. And they have this, and they've made a home there. They're a protected species. And you can, there's all these intricate, camera systems, so you can watch how they sleep during the day and how they, live their life, and it's quite a fascinating exhibit. There are a number of other exhibits on history, on weather, and as well, of course, you have a Jazz Fort de Cruz with a series of concerts that will be taking place this summer as well. So there's always something happening. There's a restaurant there as well, so you can get a bite to eat, you can have a drink. It's really a great place to spend a half a day or a full day. During all the activities, there's a Via Ferrata. So there are a lot of different activities, for the whole family that at the Fort de Cruz.
Yeah, and you should see it. And if you feel up to it, you can climb up to the top. But there's also now a lift, isn't there?
Well, there's a lift within the fort, right. For people, that take you up about three flights. But to get to the upper part of the fort, there are 830 something steps, right. to get up there. That's also a physical, but really, really, when you get up to the top there, it's such an amazing feeling of accomplishment. And when you think, when soldiers were stationed there, they had to live there and they had to go up those steps on a regular basis. So, it really gives you a lot of insight into, how life used to be before.
Yeah, I've done that once. I'll say I've done those steps up to the top once. Right. Okay. So the four clues. Now, again, though, Jan, all the details for all of these things, the zip lining, the luge and the fort and what's going on there. Again, all on your website, as well as other things going on in the Pays de Gex.
Exactly. We've got a chock full summer, planned. Now that everything is, pretty much back to normal, there are really, cultural exhibits, music, things happening, festivals. This is a time to go out and start reliving things again.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. I know there's a lot of things going on. So that's paysdegex-monjura.com. If you want to sort of check out their website, we'll be putting all this up on our website shortly as well, so you'll be able to spot and find out what's going on as well. So Jan, have a great summer. We'll be keeping up to date with you, of course, and keep us up to date what's going on in the Pays de Gex. Jan, thanks for joining us this
morning. Sounds great. Thank you, Mark.
From the shores of Lake Geneva to the Jura Mountains, discover the Pays de Gex. Visit paysdegex-monjura.com.